Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Don't forget, make sure you're listening to the show all morning long for your ultimate lunchbox. We'll tell you when to call. We need caller number 23 when we do tell you when to call. We'll hook you up with $400 so you could buy those school supplies you may have forgotten about.
Yep.
Or spend it on some clothes for school or whatever you need to buy.
Whatever you need.
We'll also hook you up some tasty cake. And they are delicious.
They're perfectly portioned.
Yeah, they are. Unfortunately, I ate like two packs last night.
Oh, really?
What flavor is that? I want it.
This one's a peanut butter. Would you like the peanut butter?
No, actually, never mind.
It's delicious.
No, I know, but I ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for dinner because I didn't have any other food. So, you know, it's hard to go back to back on the peanut butter.
Before we launch back into the gossip and finish it off, Kelly's got tidbit celebrity news.
It's time for tidbit news.
You?
Jaden.
Oh, I didn't know that you were going to ask. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the headline on page six. I didn't even open it this morning because it's just so silly.
That's all right. We'll take the headline.
Jaden and Willow Smith, you know, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's children, have announced they want to retire in 10 years. Should I open the story and read it?
That was another edition of Tidbit News.
No. I'd already moved on.
Retire in 10 years.
Retire from what?
You know what? I love them.
Let's see.
It's so weird.
I'll have to get back to that.
All right,
they're different. I love that they're different.
By the way, he's 18 and she's 15.
All right, so by 28 and 25, they'll be retired.
Jaden said he wanted to be gone, and Willow, 15, said, I see myself in the mountains somewhere in a tent cooking a squirrel.
Okay.
Jaden was quick to note his sister's plans were not realistic.
What?
No, you're going to be a vegetarian, he told Willow. You'll be surviving off of grass in the morning. Willow agreed, saying, I want to retreat back to living off the land and just being in nature, experiencing life in the most pure, natural way possible.
Back.
These spoiled little rich brats.
Back.
That's so funny.
They have no concept of
But until they reach retirement age, which for Jaden would be 28, he's going to continue to focus on his career, most recently starring in Netflix series The Get Down. Willow, on the other hand, is focused on staying positive and grounded. How do you retire from that?
Apparently by going to the mountains and cooking squirrels.
Yeah, well, you got to
says the only thing that really matters is spreading love and light and acceptance and unity through the entire world in any way that you possibly can.
All right.
And when your parents are paying for you to do that, that's
great.
Because the other thing that matters is getting a job.
Mm-hmm. Usually. So if you had tickets to Selena Gomez's tour and she hasn't come through your city yet, it's not going to happen. Selena announced yesterday she's canceling the rest of her tour because she's struggling. She wants to focus on her health. She released a statement saying, I've discovered that anxiety, panic attacks, and depression can be side effects of lupus, which is something she deals with.
Also watching your boyfriend with his new girlfriend all over Instagram.
Yeah. Well, he's off now.
That can be a side effect of...
Selena says, I want to be proactive and focus on maintaining my health and happiness and have decided that the best way forward is to take some time off. She thanked her fans and said, you know how special you are to me, but I need to face this head on to ensure I'm doing everything possible to be my best. I know I'm not alone by sharing this. I hope others will be encouraged to address their own issues. They say that this break is not related to alcohol or substance abuse, but Selena's decided to clear her calendar for the year to have this be her priority for future happiness. And it's unclear right now if she's even going to reschedule those tour dates for a later time or if you can get your money back for tickets. We don't know those details yet.
Man. Tyga suffered a super embarrassing moment in front of his girlfriend Kylie Jenner yesterday.
Oh boy.
When his car got repoed at the Bentley dealership.
First world problem.
He took Kylie to the Bentley dealership in Calabasas yesterday afternoon in his red Ferrari, and while they were shopping around, the repo man showed up with a spare key and took off with the car. Tyga apparently missed a couple of payments on his lease.
You're at the Bentley dealership.
And they didn't want to take any chances since he seems to owe everybody money.
With your woman. With your Kardashian.
Tyga and Kylie had to call somebody to come pick him up.
So he wasn't pre-approved for the Bentley?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to take out approval. I can't think of anything funny. At the car dealership and your other car gets repoed while you're at the car dealership.
How does this happen to you?
They've got little GPS things on those cars, I'm guessing, when you buy at the tote-the-note lot, so they can come back and get it
on
at any
leases.
Time.
Yeah. The repo?
Yeah, I guess so.
Man.
So, Colin Kaepernick, mm-hmm. plays for the 49ers.
Yes.
Been all over the news lately because he has decided to take a stand against the national anthem and sit, not respect the national anthem. So there's a lot of controversy surrounding this. But John Legend has now taken his own stand here, kind of siding with Colin Kaepernick. I get part of what John's saying because he says he doesn't love the song. John tweeted, "For those defending the current anthem, do you really truly love that song? I don't, and I'm very good at singing it, like one of the best."
Yes.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early?
John is great at singing it. He's had to do it quite a bit, I'm sure. Yeah. And so anyway, he added, "My vote is for America the Beautiful."
Okay.
I think, Kelly, we've talked about this on the show before. I like that song as well. But
that should be our national anthem.
Yeah, John included, he thinks that, yeah, the Star Spangled Banner is a weak song. And then you read this, and he included a link to an article that says no one seems to be aware that our national anthem literally celebrates the murder of African Americans and points out the Star Spangled Banner has references to slavery in the later verses.
And the third verse that is not sung anymore.
Oh,
but
I took
the third verse definitely
I heard that. I don't know what the third verse said, because
I read it the other day, and yes, it does include.
So some of my slaves.
Slaves and death.
And death.
Yeah.
Slaves and death?
Yeah.
How about death?
Death to slavery?
No, it didn't say that. It's unfortunately the other way around.
All right.
But yeah, it does have that in
well,
it.
Well, if you make a really bad, a song that has two good verses and a really bad verse, can you take the really bad verse out?
Which is what we do. We don't sing that verse, obviously.
We don't even sing anything but the first verse, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
there's two
I'm
more verses. I didn't even know there were two more verses.
There's actually 1, 2, 3, 4.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah, there's some reference to slave.
And you know what? In the end, that's what Colin Kaepernick wanted people to do, was to research the national anthem and actually look
that's
up.
That's what he said?
Not verbatim.
Could he have done it any other season or in the off season?
He could have.
Well,
it's just now.
It's not like he said, he didn't go out and say, and again, I don't think this was the right way to do it personally, but he didn't go out and say, I'm not going to stand for the national anthem. He just started doing it. And people didn't even notice the first preseason game. They didn't even notice that he was sitting down until this last time. And that's when they finally asked him about it. And he spoke up and said why he was doing it. Now, there's people that agree with him. There's people that disagree with him. Right now, the trending topic on Twitter is the troop stand with Colin, or vets for Colin?
I don't know.
Yeah, but it was trending. I guess it stopped trending, but it was veterans that support Colin. I just still think you want
to
pay.
There's other ways to handle
it. Yeah,
I think so too.
Yeah,
there's other ways to take a stand when you're a famous athlete, right?
Yeah. But what we do is, we have freedom of speech, and that's his way of doing it. And, I mean, are we going to get mad and bash him and constantly just drag his name through the mud? Or are we going to maybe listen to what he has to say and then make our own conclusion for that? You can agree with him or disagree with him, but...
Well, if you disagree...
I'm going to disagree.
What can we do if we disagree with him? What are you going to do with him?
You are a racist. Trust me.
If you disagree with him?
Trust me on
or
that.
Or agree with
just
them.
Read my Twitter comment.
Oh, okay. I just don't know.
All right. So the breakout star from Stranger Things is Shannon Purser. But you know her as Barb, my doppelganger from high school.
Barb.
And Barb, actually Shannon Purser, has a new show coming to the CW. She's going to star in at least 3 episodes of the Archie reboot, Riverdale. And she's going to play Ethel Muggs. Ethel's the one that has the crush on Jughead. And Jughead always ignores her. See, I read Archie comics growing up,
too,
so I'm sure half
remember.
The people listening right now have no idea who I'm talking about. She was a real kind of gangly girl that liked Jughead, and Jughead didn't pay her any mind because he just wanted to eat all the time. Anyway, she's supposed to team up with Betty and Veronica to get revenge on a bully, Reggie Mantle. Remember?
No.
Yeah.
Do you remember Reggie?
The only thing I remember was Veronica was the final.
Archie's rival, Reggie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now I remember. Yeah.
Well, the show is scheduled to premiere mid-season on the CW. I think they actually finally did an Archie comic where he had to choose Betty or Veronica. And I think he chose Veronica, if I'm not mistaken. The brunette.
Uh-huh.
Right. Betty was the one with the glasses. Right?
Veronica was the rich one who was very sleek and chic.
Yeah.
Slick and chic and rich. And Betty was just the girl next door, like with the little ponytail and just like the sweet little girl next door. Of course, he went to the rich girl.
Hey, followed her money.
Yeah.
So Drake, things were kind of awkward between Drake and Rihanna.
Yeah.
When he gave her that Vanguard Award at the MTV VMAs on Sunday night. Do you notice that she gave him the cheek?
Yep. He went in for the kiss and she gave the cheek.
Yes, but then they were spotted out holding hands after. If you follow her on Snapchat, one of her friends is always snapping things. So it's not just, I mean, I don't think Rihanna ever actually snaps herself. It's one of her friends who has that responsibility, and they were showing her with Drake. So Drake and her were hanging out all night, and they say that they are fully dating again, and they've decided to quit hiding it. That she stayed the night with him at his hotel. They went on that date in New York, then flew together to Miami because Drake has a couple of tour dates left. So we'll see.
I don't know why they've been so secretive and cat and mouse with it.
Well, maybe it was off and on. And so
maybe they're still like
really to tell.
Like maybe just friends with benefits. Like if we're in the same city, we'll go out on dates, but you can go do your thing. I'll do my thing. She was on tour.
Getting in their upper 20s. Yeah. It's time to maybe start chilling a little bit.
She said she wanted babies, right? Soon.
I always loved this idea. I was never sure why it didn't work.
It has some pretty babies.
Maybe she didn't trust him. I don't know.
Pretty beige babies.
She's been working.
She knows what life is like on the road, maybe. And
we'll slow it down a little bit.
Let him grow up some before you.
They can get them a Vegas residency together. So they wouldn't have to, you know, tour around on them, just stay in one spot.
Somebody did some research and said you get your best bang for your buck when you go to a Rihanna concert, based on like the performance and songs and all that.
Yeah, she does put on a pretty
It was like $3 per song or something like that. Yeah, they said it was like the best deal to go to her show.
More than Beyonce?
Yeah. And they said Adele was $5 per, so hers was not as good as Rihanna's.
Oh, so it's a pay per play.
Yeah, like for how much you pay.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it.
For what you pay for the tickets and what you get in return from the show. A couple text messages. The 49ers, back to the Colin thing, the 49ers are playing the Chargers, and the Chargers are doing Military Appreciation Day on Thursday.
Boy. Was that coincidence, or was that, let's scramble and put it together real quick?
I think they were going to do it already, but hopefully he stands up for those
he's
gotta military.
He's got to stick his guns on this one.
Man.
Stay in the locker.
Everybody's still talking about it.
Yeah.
Everybody's still talking about it.
How many seasons has he been in the NFL?
I think six.
So it's just now he's decided.
Yeah. Again, it's the timing. It's dividing people instead of uniting, but we'll see.
All right.
Coming up next, it's time for Whatever Wednesday.
When you call up and just talk about whatever you want to talk about?
Yeah. Did you miss something on the show you had a question about? Like, what was Jenna missing on Monday? Maybe you missed the show yesterday. Or what's going on in Kelly's life? Or there's a news story that you're really into and we haven't touched up on, or TV shows that you're super thrilled about. Want to let us know about?
Yeah, Narcos coming back.
There we go. You
know
can talk
I'm
about
doing
it
this weekend.
Watching Narcos all weekend?
Yes.
There you go. I'm watching college football. You got to watch college football, Jenna.
I'll watch. I'm going to finish that Narcos.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right. Whatever Wednesday. What do you want to talk about, Kid Nation? We'll do it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. You get
whatever you like. Oh, let's put whatever.
Yeah. Whatever you want to talk about, Kid Nation. We get jokes. We get show recommendations. You have questions for the show.
Sure.
I mean, it's on the table out there.
Whatever you like.
Yeah, we also get text messages. We're just talking about the Colin Kaepernick debate.
Yeah.
And Greg sent us a joke.
Okay. What is it?
This is going against what the producer recommended.
That's a joke from Greg. It's topical.
So, long as you distance.
So yesterday, I'll give you the background of the story, though, Kelly, because yesterday the Minnesota Vikings, since the NFL season is about to kick off, the Minnesota Vikings lost their quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. He had a horrible knee injury, non-contact, but he had to go to the hospital. He had a dislocated kneecap, tore his ACL. It's really bad for him.
Out for the season.
Great guy, by the way. His teammates love him. So he's out for the season. Everybody was sending him love and prayers. So Greg sent us this joke. The Vikings were going to trade for Kaepernick to replace the injured Teddy Bridgewater, but they realized Kaepernick can't stand up either. Greg.
You, Greg.
Glad you repeated that.
Oh, Greg.
That's a topical joke. I'm sure Night Show would have done, a late show would do that. Maybe Greg should write jokes for them.
Well, you're really throwing Greg under the bus.
Oh, no. Greg.
Question from the text. JC, did you know that Juan Gabriel died this weekend? Yeah, we talked about it.
We sure did.
Yeah. Grew up listening to him. A lot of people were sending me text messages and messages saying, that was my mom's cleaning music. Wow. Shout out. Did your mom used to put on music when she was cleaning the house out, Kelly?
Jenna? No.
Or is that a Mexican thing?
My mom had us clean the house.
Oh. No, you know it was cleaning day when your mom woke up like at 9 in the morning and the ranchero music was on.
Yeah, that's true.
And mariachi. Yeah.
Must be a Mexican thing. I don't know.
I guess so. That was our thing.
I'm also a racist.
That's right.
Racist.
Thanks, Kelly. What do you guys, this is from Kelly in Bama. What do you guys think of the new Bachelor choice?
Nick V.
Nick Vile.
It's shocking, right?
Yeah.
Yes. My wife was sure it was going to be Luke the Cowboy.
Yeah, everybody was. And I don't, maybe they just started filming, because they start filming with him.
And it's like a 3D.
Maybe they decided he was too boring. I don't know.
It's his fourth time returning. I mean, he did The Bachelorette twice, and
he's
went
been
to.
He's rejected. He's gotten down to the final. So apparently there's something very redeemed.
Yeah. He must test
he makes it that far.
Something
well, to
cool,
The Bachelorette,
oh,
there's
yeah,
something
okay
about him that is lovable.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about Nick a little bit later.
Okay.
But that's crazy. I thought it was going to definitely be Luke or the other guy who I forgot his name already.
Usually it's somebody from the previous season. So this is really a shocker.
This is Ashley, and she says, my Whatever Wednesday's for Big Al and Kelly.
Okay.
If you could talk about if there was any fire between the two of you. I'm a longtime listener
any
and
fire?
Always felt the love. If you can't talk about it, please laugh awkwardly.
Well,
it was that one time, but we swore we'd never talk about it. Yeah. We never, ever, ever talk about it.
Jenna, this one's for you from Aubrey. I have a question for Jenna. Can you tell me if maxi skirts are in style still, please? Thanks.
You know what? I think that midi skirts are the new maxi skirt.
What are maxi skirts, by the way?
Maxi skirts are the long, flowy, all the way down.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I think maxi dresses are always in, especially on vacation. But I've found that midi skirts, which will hit you mid shin.
Yeah.
Midi skirts?
Midi skirts are the new maxi skirt.
Okay.
So if you're looking around, you want to get a skirt that hits you below the knee.
Yeah.
Mid shin and still kind of flowy like the maxi.
I think I see the picture.
That look doesn't work for everyone. It depends on your body type.
It doesn't always work for me and I try it, but the midi skirt. I bought a metallic minis.
Minis are always.
Your ankles have to be on fleek if you have that one, right?
Yeah, but it shows
nice
off
ankles.
Your shoes more than
okay
a maxi. So go for the midi.
Go for the midi. There you go. See? Yeah. You ask, Jenna answers. Tasha is on the phone right now. What's going on, Tasha?
Hey, how's it going? Hey.
Going great. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday.
Yay.
So what's up?
So this morning I made grapes for breakfast and I put them in a bowl. And, you know, after I finished eating them, they had that water in the bowl. And I just got this car and I didn't want the water to get on the seat. So I was like, okay, I'll just, you know, kind of stick the bowl out the window to let the water, you know, out.
Uh-huh.
And I dropped the bowl.
Oh
no, the grapes.
And it was glass, and it just, I panicked. It just shattered all over the road.
Oh, no.
And you're driving along, and you're driving when it happens?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tasha.
I kept going.
Do you know what happened when the grapes were run over?
No, the bowl.
But
they let out a little wine.
And I was going to correct you, and I was like, I was getting a joke. So I stopped myself.
I was going somewhere with it.
I stopped myself.
Thank you for the setup, Tasha.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right.
Have a good day, baby.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess that's her way of letting people know that she's the one who did it.
Yeah.
She feels bad.
She feels bad, but I didn't hear an apology.
Well, she doesn't need to.
And then you can't stop. It's in
no,
the
you can't.
Road.
That's even more dangerous.
It's in the middle of the road.
Yeah. You have no choice.
You
keep going.
I've seen people drop stuff out of their cars, like when you're going out of town in the 2-lane highway. They stop. You see a hat fly, and they just slam on their brakes.
Mm.
That is the most dangerous thing you could do.
True.
Just keep going. You buy a new hat. Buy a new hat. Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
You're doing something cool.
Yeah, hey. So I'm live.
You're live.
Awesome. Well, I'm a local to Denham Springs, Louisiana.
Yeah.
I was affected by the flood. I lost about 95% of everything besides my flooded car.
Oh,
and,
I'm sorry.
I am collecting flood victims' rescue stories and pictures through Facebook to publish a book.
Oh.
That's very
cool. Awesome. How can we do that for you?
Well, I'm doing everything through Facebook, which my name is Samantha Joy Reed, R-E-E-D.
Uh-huh.
Or for those that are old-timers, don't have, you know, email, I mean, Facebook, you can email OceanReed@yahoo.com.
OceanReed.
My son's name.
And you're just collecting stories. Perfect.
Yes. And pictures.
And pictures. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for doing it.
I don't care how long or, you know, in your own words, I'm going to type exactly what everyone sends me.
That is great. And Samantha, I am so sorry you lost all that stuff.
We're in good spirits. There has been no racial wars. There has been no craziness. Everybody's come together. It's such a wonderful, it's kind of a blessing in disguise in some ways.
Right. Hmm. I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad. Everybody has united, which is a good thing. I mean, if anything good could come out of this, it's that.
Good, especially for Denham Springs.
Yeah. And even even people from outside of Louisiana that are helping out.
That's saying a lot. Yeah,
that's saying a lot. Thank you for doing that, Samantha. Hopefully you get a bunch of stories. I posted my wife. I don't think I talked about this on the radio, but my wife the other day, we stopped her boutique. She stopped selling her Style McKenzie stuff.
Yeah.
And I came home one day and she had boxed everything up. She had quite a bit of merchandise left, and she was sending it off to Louisiana for flood victims.
Cool. Awesome.
Because a lot of women lost all their clothing.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
And that's what my wife was selling. So she said, I'm not going to be able to sell it.
Yeah.
I was so proud of her. I got home. I was like, that is the sweetest
Very
thing you
nice.
Could do, my love. Daniel, my love. Hi, Daniel.
Oh my gosh, am I really talking to you guys right now?
Yes,
you are,
sir.
Mr. Daniel, you are, sir. What's going on?
You have a Netflix recommendation for us, huh?
Yes. I can't believe you're on the phone with me right now. I listen to you guys every morning. Never gotten through.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel. Oh, we're buddies, man. So what do you want to recommend for us?
I was wondering if you've ever seen that. It's a Netflix series called BoJack Horseman.
No,
I have not. What's that about?
It's about it's a cartoon, but it's got Will Arnett as the main character, and it's kind of odd at first, but he's like a celebrity that used to be on a TV show, and the TV show like ended, and he's just basically the story of his life, like trying to get back in the spotlight of fame and everything. But it's a pretty good series.
But he's a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like people mixed with animals. It's really weird.
You had
Modern
me,
day Mr. Ed.
You had me at Will Arnett. I love Will Arnett. Like, if he's on,
right.
and Trey, who actually helps us run the board in the other room, you're super into it, Trey.
I love it. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. I wait for every June, July, August. It comes out in the summer. I wait, and I binge watch every episode as soon as it comes out. It's not for children. It's a cartoon.
Okay.
Not for children.
Not for children. Cartoon. Right. I'm in, Daniel. I'm gonna check it out for sure, dude. Thanks for letting us know about it.
Yeah, thanks for putting me on. It was great to talk to you guys.
Nice talking to you too, Daniel.
Our pleasure, my man. Yeah, I wasn't listening to Trey about it, but I listened to Daniel. Hey, Julie.
Hi.
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. What's going on?
So last night, my mother and I went to see the group Celtic Thunder.
Uh-huh.
I love
them. And they are, oh my God, they are absolutely amazing. We saw them once before, and this time when we saw them, it was so much more better because we were closer to the stage, and it was absolutely phenomenal. Like, I would recommend it for anybody.
Like, catch these guys before they blow up, and you can't get that close, right?
Pretty much.
What's the name of the band again?
Celtic Thunder.
Celtic Thunder.
So they sing all traditional Irish music, or...?
They do sing some traditional Irish music, but they also sing songs that we would know from here in America, like some oldies.
Cool. Yeah, we'll check it out. It sounds more like a Mail Review, like Irish Mail Review.
Yes, Celtic. Like the Celtic Thunder.
Yeah.
I guess because the thunder from down under.
Yeah. We got Mike on line 9. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up, JC? How's it going? Jenna, cool. Big Al, Kelly Raspberry.
Mike.
Justin gets a shout out.
What's up, Mike?
So what's up?
Hey, so Kelly, listen, I was listening to Brian early this morning as I'm traveling down the highway, and I didn't get to drink my coffee because I spit it all over my pickup truck because of your little comment about I'm from the South, so I'm racist, so paid everything with the rebel flag that I say. I haven't
everything I say.
Listen, I haven't laughed that hard since listening to intern Justin talk about our interview Tyra Banks.
Well, I'm glad my little rant made you so happy.
Everything I say, paint it with a rebel flag.
Well,
was the funniest comment that I think I've ever heard on the show.
Thank you.
Where are you traveling, dog?
Western Kansas, man. I'm a Western Kansas fan. I listen to y'all on TuneIn Radio since they took you off the air.
My man.
Stupid. They put Bert back on.
Don't even get me started.
No,
you think my previous rant was bad.
Don't get Kelly rant-bearing again, Mike. We've already had one rant-berry this morning.
Yeah.
And Mike wants.
And I haven't even gotten to love letters to Kelly yet.
By the way, speaking of that, that's coming. Mike wants you to pay for his dry cleaning, though, because he did spill his coffee.
I'm sorry about that.
Look for dry cleaning. Yeah. Don't worry, it's company pickup, so they'll pay for everything on that.
There you go.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for calling, man, and
see
listening
you, Mike.
And spilling
listen,
coffee
bro.
All over yourself.
Sorry about that.
But like Kelly was saying, love letters to Kelly. Today is Wednesday. We do it every Wednesday.
Yes, we do.
She is the love expert of the show. Been so for the last few years.
Several.
And she will give you her love advice. Maybe a rant, Barry. Coming up.
Not.
Maybe coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're going to ask, have we given away the ultimate lunchbox today? Not yet. Not yet. Keep listening. You didn't miss your chance at the $400 and the tasty cakes.
Woo.
Still sitting right in front
Have
of me.
Have we not eaten all the tasty cakes?
I feel so guilty for eating so many yesterday. I couldn't stop. I was laying in bed and I had one of those boxes next to my bed, so I just kept opening them while I was watching Bachelor in Paradise.
Was it leg day, bro?
No, today's leg day, bro. Today's
yesterday leg. Was leg day for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday was back day, Al.
Okay.
Back day.
Good time. Do you do when your back's so sore that around your rib cage that it's hard to take a deep breath? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, take a breather for a few days.
She can't breathe.
Yeah, you just gotta let it heal,
That's awful when those muscles are sore. You can't breathe.
Yeah. Kelly, you've been going to the gym on the regular.
I just go twice a week. I'm gonna start trying to run. I'm not gonna.
You got the commit. Running shoes.
Yeah.
I bought the running shoes.
Okay.
And I've run twice so far.
That's good.
Hey, you gotta start somewhere, man. I just started this week with the exercise bike that I've had in my living room for 5 years.
I think I'm gonna do a 5K in November, so that'll give me something to shoot for.
Motivation.
Yeah. I got a little running app.
A running app?
To keep track of, how far I run.
But don't share it with us.
Don't share what? No, I don't do that. I don't do that. Where you post on Facebook so everybody knows what you did.
I took 3,000 steps today.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Why? Is that annoying? Are you annoyed by people who do that? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just like, I don't get it. Like, I don't know why we got to share our steps with everyone.
People aren't going to show off.
Maybe it's that, yeah. What or accountability.
What if you're showing your steps for a good cause?
If you're raising money, yeah. Because then awareness. You're raising money.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's fine.
So, otherwise, it's just bragging.
Otherwise, it's just toot. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just tooting your own horn. All right, Kelly, you ready to give us some great love advice here?
Oh, is it now?
Oh, it is now, Kelly. Here we go.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
All right.
I believe in love and I believe in marriage. About a year ago, I started a new job where I'm on a team comprised of all men, all of them happily married. The guys I work with have become like brothers to me. They give me dating advice. I help them on ideas for date nights, gifts, getaways for anniversaries, holidays, etc. We often go out to lunch together and we traditionally do happy hour every other week, always as a group. Over the past couple of months, I've gotten a little closer with one of them.
There's a problem.
We have great respect for one another personally, professionally, great camaraderie. We know a lot about one another and occasionally pick things up for each other while running errands. I've never met his wife. We've tried to meet up a few times. It hasn't worked out yet. I've mentioned him to friends outside of the office, and they tell me I'm walking a fine line and should be careful. Am I being naive? Now I'm paranoid that any interactions make me a homewrecker, when that was never a factor before, and I'm starting to see it taking a toll on this friendship. Kelly, I need your help. Do you believe it's possible to have a strong platonic relationship with members of the opposite sex without it being dangerous? What can I do?
Well, I mean, I have friendships with guys, but I don't go out with them, and I'm the only girl going out with them to happy hours and stuff. Like, I think I have a strong platonic friendship with JC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm not going with y'all to Buffalo Wild Wings when y'all do all these little guy things.
No.
I just think...
We ask you.
I don't think there's any sexual tension whatsoever between JC and myself. I'm just using this as an example because I don't want to start rumors. But I remember Dr. Phil saying a long time ago, you just don't do that. Men and women who work together, you don't put yourself in those situations because you are opening the door for feelings to develop. Even if there's nothing there, you start building that rapport. You're not having these feelings with any other man in that group, just this one. You are playing with fire. And I would listen to your friends and just stop going. You don't have to do these. You can still be part of the group and you can still have a great work relationship, but you need to stop going to these happy hours and things and doing extra favors for this one guy. You are playing with fire.
Yeah, you are.
And you know you are.
Yeah, you are.
And you know you are.
That's why you wrote. Kelly, will you go to get wings with us now that the new intern started?
I would go, yes. Yes. No, I would go like once, but I'm not. She's saying they're doing it on a habitual
basis. All the time,
basis.
Yeah.
I hang out with you guys sometimes, but JC, when have you and I ever just the two of us gone to lunch?
You and me?
Yeah, no, we just don't do that.
Either Alan's there or my wife's there.
You
but,
just don't do that. And we work together and there's absolutely nothing going on, but you just don't.
I think you can have it.
But you don't,
platonic, but not all the time, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, JC and I went to grab food after the mud run, but it's been times over 8 years, very few and far between. And Kinsey
she's doing a regular.
And Kinsey and I are good friends.
Right.
I think there's a difference when you're friends with the wife.
Exactly.
She's building up this year.
And
yeah,
the trust.
You're playing with fire.
You're in trouble.
You quit that. Quit going to happy hour. You don't have to make a big deal about it. You don't need to have a conversation with him. Oh, Lord.
Fire!
Everybody needs to have conversations and closure.
Closure.
I don't,
have to closure.
I don't get this closure crap because it is a bunch of crap. And I just had this conversation with someone who's listening down the hallway right now, who I won't mention by name,
told
but she knows who she is.
Rent-berry.
Need to have a conversation for closure. No, you cut it off.
Uh-huh.
You don't need no closure conversation. That's bull crap.
So there's only... Who are you talking to?
I'm not saying, but
what's
she
knows. It rhyme
no.
with?
No.
To rhyme with?
No. She's not listening to me anyway. She's going to do what she wants to do.
Does it
but I'm saying it's
with...
not necessary. Closure conversations are crap.
Whatever. Sometimes.
No, they're crap.
I don't want to be with you anymore. Why?
You know what I mean? Just cut it off.
Does
no
it rhyme
reason.
With re-raina?
Nope. Done.
With what now?
Re-raina?
Because all closure conversations are opportunities for you to either beg them back, convince them that this is going to work, do pouty puppy dog face at each other, and leave the door open.
Uh-huh.
When you're truly done with somebody, you're done. You don't need to close your conversation.
Done, yeah. done, done, done. Make up, booty, gun.
Right.
Gone.
If it's not re-raina, is it
break up.
Rear line?
Oh,
you're not dragging it out of me.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Love letters.
Does it rhyme with winner?
Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, is this you or me? No, it's me. Me? No, you.
No, it's my turn. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Guys, we've been ranting so long.
My name is Yancey. I've been with my husband for a total of 8 years.
Yancey?
Yancey.
Well,
I like that. Yancey.
Mancy.
I like that, too.
We've been married for 4 years.
I was so caught up on Yancey. They've been together married four? Is that what you
been
said?
Been together for 8 years.
Married four.
Married four. Okay. He's been locked up for the past three and has 5 more years to go.
Yancey.
All of my friends think I'm crazy for staying with him and being faithful.
What did he do? That's important.
She doesn't tell us. Am I the only one that doesn't see the problem and staying with my husband? Do you think I need to split ties and wait to hook back up when he gets out? What would you do, Kelly? We have two little kids together, but altogether we have 8 kids total in our family. Am I crazy for waiting patiently and just taking care of me and the kids while he's locked up?
Did you just say 8 kids?
Between them.
Between the two of them.
Holy
two
goodness.
Together. Two little ones together.
Good luck, Yancey.
That's all you got for her?
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Wow, that was easy.
I'm not going to. You have made the biggest mess. So good luck. With whatever you decide to do.
Because
you know what?
What?
No matter what I say, she's going to do what she wants to
do. Of course.
There's nothing for me to say to
Yancey.
She
did specifically ask, what would you do?
First of all, I need to know what he did.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's
number one.
At
what point in this process did you make babies with him and decide to marry this man who is now locked up? You've made a million bad decisions, and now you're going to take my advice? No, you're not. No, you're not. You should have written to me about 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Maybe 8.
8 years ago. Well, he's only been locked up the past 3.
Just a bad boy.
They got married 4 years ago.
He's a bad boy.
And 5 more, so 8 years?
Yeah.
Did something violent.
Or it could be
drugs.
I don't
know. I don't know how the prison system works.
Maybe.
It could be druggies.
It could be druggies.
Got caught.
Yeah, maybe he was slanging. Maybe. Got caught a few times too many.
You cooking him raw.
Good luck.
Okay, dear Kelly.
I love your name, though.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Yeah. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
This is young love, Kelly. During my sophomore year of high school, I'm now a junior, I fell in love with a girl.
Aww.
We dated for a little while, but then some things happened with one of my buddies, which made us guilty by association and ended in... He was hanging out with somebody... And wrong place, wrong time. At least that's why I'm taking it. He said
guilty
by association.
He was dating a girl.
He's dating a girl.
Uh-huh.
And he was hanging out with a buddy. They got in some, somebody got in some trouble. He was there.
Yeah.
Just guilty by association.
Like a criminal activity?
It doesn't say a criminal activity, but it did end
up
getting
him. Or maybe a girl was there and he was messing around with a girl and it looked bad. I don't know.
It got him kicked out of school.
Oh, it was criminal activity.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't go to jail. Long story short, her mother hates me solely based on rumors and has forbidden.
Well, no, you got kicked out of school.
And has forbidden me, her to date me or even talk to me. Now, we still talk every day via Snapchat, even though she would be in a lot of trouble if her mom found out.
As she should be.
We now go to different schools, and I haven't seen her in months. She is really the love of my life, though, Kelly, and I want nothing more than to be with her. What can I do to win her mama over a sad high school student?
That ship has sailed. But, you know, I know these feelings are very real, so I'm not discounting them. I do believe you believe this is the love of your life, so we'll just go from there. If you truly want to convince the mom that you're this changed person, you need to show her that. You're not disregarding mom's wishes by making her daughter disobey her mother by having these Snapchats.
Yeah.
You are aiding and abetting her in the direct disobeying of her mother by Snapchatting with her. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not showing that you're a stand-up guy who's respecting what mama wants. You show up at mama's house and you say, you sit down and have a mature conversation with her. I really do appreciate your daughter. I'm going to tell you, we've been Snapchatting behind your back. I'm putting a stop to that right now because I don't want your daughter doing anything that causes rift in your relationship.
Yep. Good one.
Okay? But I really appreciate it if you would give me a chance. Can I come over with you here in the room and sit and visit with your daughter? And may I please, you know, in the company of the parents, may I come and spend time with your daughter? I would like to show you that I am a respectable young man and not sneaking around seeing her behind your back.
All right,
because
good.
I do, my feelings shouldn't be hidden for your daughter. I really do love her and respect her, and I want to gain your respect and trust. That's what I would do.
Very, very mature advice
from
a mother.
That's how you do it right
there. But you're helping your daughter, you're helping this woman's daughter directly disobey her by continuing this behind the back conversation.
Yeah, you're not going to win anything.
And that is not acceptable.
Any further tips for the dude that got locked, for Yancey and the dude that got locked up 3 years
ago? No, I wish her good luck. I wish her good luck. In fact, on a conjugal visit, I hope they make another
one. Make another baby?
You know what? Make another one.
Morgan.
Have him a surprise waiting when he gets out.
More good advice from Kelly Raspberry right there. Go to KidNation.com and click on Love Letters to Kelly. Oh, man.
And good luck to Yancey.
Yancey.
Good
luck. For you, baby.
I would get those fingers warmed up to dial that phone.
Yeah?
Because I hear Ultimate Lunchbox maybe making an appearance here soon.
Okay.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So you went back to school shopping and you forgot to get some items. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
We got your back with the Ultimate Lunchbox right now. If you call 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take call number 23. You'll win this limited edition lunchbox.
Let's hear it, JC.
With our faces on it and bodies. lot of Kelly leg, a lot of Jenna leg in this lunchbox.
Oh, nice.
And we'll throw some tasty cake in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Got them right here, the peanut butter. I'm going to eat them this morning. I'm just going to have to. And $400 to caller number 23.
Nice. Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Oh, and a side note, $400.
Yeah. I mean, the Tasty Cake is...
Give me them Tasty Cake.
That's where it's at right there. That's a selling point for me. We still have to get to our favorite body part for each other.
Oh,
we drew earlier on the show.
Uh-huh.
We don't know who we have, and so we will reveal those in about 30 minutes.
Our letters about some of your favorite body part.
Kelly's daughter, Emma Kelly, had to do that for school. She had to tell the teacher or write about her favorite body part. It was her head? Her face? Her face.
A lot of wonderful things about her face.
But she mentioned a lot of other ones.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
She was smart because she was able to mention a lot of other body parts because of her face.
She loves her smile.
Her ears.
Her nose. Smells good things.
Her mouth. Mane.
Yes, she said.
She mentioned that as well.
Chestnut hair.
Yes, definitely. 30 minutes away from that. And Caroline Craddock's in studio with us.
Hey.
What's up?
Seeking closure, or what are we doing?
No, I don't like being called out like that.
Nobody called you out.
Oh, they didn't.
We don't know who it is.
Said anybody's name.
We don't know.
It
Al and I were just rhymed
with Caroline.
He said, did it rhyme with Jelena?
Rorina?
Yana? Did he?
Or Smeraline?
You just called yourself out, miss.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Al's famous line, we're minorities. We rhyme. Deal with it.
Black people rhyme, baby. Deal.
So what's up? Closure?
No, I'm not talking about it.
So
not
it is,
me.
So
it's
it
not
is
me.
You.
No.
It is you.
No, it's not me.
Okay.
I'm Mrs. Iglesias. It's not me.
No, it's not me.
No, no.
Okay, if you don't want to talk about closure, what do you want to
talk
about?
Let's talk about The New Bachelor.
Yeah, did you watch Bachelor in Paradise last night?
I didn't watch all of it. I watched a little bit of it.
I can't stand
that. That show's terrible.
I can't stand Ashley.
It's so not terrible. It's amazing.
It's great.
It's better than The Bachelorette.
And the finale's
the
next
first
week.
5 or 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and I saw the guy leave.
Yeah.
With Kayla.
The cute Kayla from...
Which I think was the right decision because that other girl was a nut.
Well, Ashley I is annoying. She's a sabotager. But I'll tell you why he wanted to stay, though. Because you get that ring at the end.
Yeah, you get
like
that
they hook
Neil
you up
Lane.
With the ring.
Well, so if you hook up, do you leave with the person that you're hooking up with?
You
or
have
you just
to be
stay?
Engaged.
Engaged.
Oh, you have to be engaged to leave?
Yeah, but they
give
you the ring.
They all leave at the same time. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, from the spoilers, there's 3 engaged couples.
Oh,
wow.
Which is a lot.
Do any of them ever come to fruition, though?
One did, Tanner.
Yeah, Tanner and Jade got married.
Yeah, the girl that was in Playboy.
Yeah, that Marcus guy got married.
Marcus.
Yeah, they got divorced. Mm-hmm.
They never really got married, did they?
Not in the court.
I don't think that was a legal wedding. I don't think they ever really legally got married.
It was a TV wedding, yeah. It was a TV wedding. So he's single again. Okay. Hashtag Jenna hit it first. And one of them got spoiled because of the announcement last night.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, well, you already said it, but the new Bachelor is Nick Vile, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah. Why?
Because I was not looking forward to watching anyone from this season because they all sucked.
Yeah.
They're too nice.
People just boring, Kelly. Exactly. I don't even think they're nice. I think they're just like, ugh.
Nice guys are boring to watch on TV.
But that's who you want to marry.
But you don't want to watch them on an entertainment program.
No, because we rely on the girls to bring the drama on the show.
Yeah,
we don't rely on the Bachelor or
but
the Bachelorette to
admit,
do it.
The Bachelorette was way more interesting when Chad was on it. We hated him.
Oh,
but
yes.
It was way more interesting because people love seeing that train wreck of a guy. The
you
bad
need to have a guy
boy.
With a little bit of an edge.
Right. So that's my point, though. So was JoJo the one that was nuts and making all the TV drama? No, JoJo was the Bachelorette. Chad was the contestant that made it enjoyable for us to watch. That's what we need.
I agree with you on that.
So,
but Nick has a little bit of an edge that is interesting to watch as
Thank
well.
Thank you, yes.
But you also feel for him because he's been almost engaged twice on national television.
Yeah.
So, and I just remember like the last season on Caitlin's season, I felt so bad for him because his mom was a mess. And she was like, please don't break his heart. He's been through so much. And so I thought about that and I like it and I want to watch it.
Yeah, he went from being a guy everybody hated to now.
Of what he did with Andy.
Because what he did with Andy.
But the more you find out about Andy, isn't she less and less likable?
Yeah.
I read the book.
What'd you think afterwards?
What'd she say about him, by the way?
It's not glowing. I mean, you kind of have to take everything she says with a grain of salt a little bit because, I mean, she's just calling these guys out a lot.
She says Josh, the guy she picked, was abusive mentally.
Abusive. Yeah, and what's really interesting is she wrote that he wanted a blonde, kind of domestic goddess, and he wanted to be the breadwinner, and he wanted his wife to stay at home.
He was a traditionalist.
Yes, that's not what she wanted. But now look who he's with on Bachelor in Paradise. He's with Amanda, who has 2 children. She's blonde. She's domesticated. So I'm
his kind of girl.
But is she a goddess?
That's not wrong. That's not doesn't make somebody wrong.
No.
That they want the traditional family structure.
No.
I mean, that's the traditional family
but
structure.
But it just is bizarre to me because Andy was an attorney and left that. Now she lives in New York, and she, you know, they all try to like start a lifestyle brand or whatever. But so now she's doing that. She's not even working.
If you don't know who Josh is the guy that every time he makes out with a girl goes,
I don't mind sound effects when it's just, you know,
okay, stop
the
it.
Two of you in the room. I don't like it.
Y'all can have a
I'm
band.
Watching.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alan.
And when he eats the pizza,
I haven't watched enough to know how
so
he eats
gross.
Pizza.
Jenna, didn't you come across our new Bachelor on the Strictly for Raya app?
Yeah, I did.
Ooh.
Did Jenna swipe him first?
I didn't.
You didn't swipe on that?
Do you not think he's hot?
I don't want to date a reality star.
But he looked,
I think he's cute.
He was handsome. Like, if he wasn't a reality star, would you have swiped, right?
Yeah.
You would have.
Yeah. It's just I mean, he hasn't been working for years.
I know.
I thought he was a model.
I don't, is he?
I don't know. He's probably a lifestyle expert or something.
Software sales.
Oh, is he?
I don't know.
No, I'm
kidding.
8 years
ago when he started The Bachelor.
Yeah, it's unattractive to me when I work a lot. I want a guy that works.
Word.
And I don't
You're
deem...
so picky. God.
Hey, you
what if he's looking?
Yeah.
I want a guy who works so I don't have to. That's what I want.
Hello, I'm Alan.
So that season, they're going to start filming here soon. So now we know that he's not going to get engaged.
Yeah, and I want one of my best friends, Devin, is like great, and I think she would be great for the show, so I want to send in a tape for her so bad.
Do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she would be perfect. She's like 5'9", brown hair, blue eyes, beautiful, and I just think she would be perfect on TV, and she thinks Nick's hot, so I want to work on getting
her tape set in.
Well,
need
funny.
To hurry.
You should.
Yeah, you better hurry.
They'll start picking quick.
I'm sure you can get her
in there somehow. Perfect.
Devin.
You don't want to go?
Nope.
Why not?
For closure?
I'm on a dating detox.
Whatever.
All right. Let's give away this lunchbox.
Back to school.
Thank you for that news, Caroline.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
By the way, I still did not know you worked here. That was nuts that I saw you this morning.
Isn't that so weird? I can't get over it.
I don't get
it.
What you guys are doing.
Caroline and I have this bit where we pretend like we didn't know we worked together.
You don't tell it.
No, well, it's just in the office.
You don't explain your bit.
It's just no, because everybody's mad at us because we do
Justin hates it because he'll be walking in like, wait, JC?
Yeah.
Caroline, what are you doing here?
That is so weird. Do you think you know somebody?
And Justin's like, oh, I hate you guys every morning. All right, let's give away the lunchbox.
Come on.
Fallon, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, my God. I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing great. You know what? You're going to be doing a lot better because you are caller number 23. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Fallon. You have won a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox. Inside that lunchbox, you will find a $400 Visa gift card for school shopping, or pretty much anything else you want to do with it, along with tasty cakes, delicious mini cupcakes and brownies, perfectly portioned desserts that are ideal size for students' lunchboxes. Woo!
Yay!
My kids will definitely enjoy that. I have three kids in school, so this will help out a lot.
Awesome.
Good for you.
What grade are your kids in?
I got one in 6th, one in the 4th, and one in kindergarten.
Oh, little kindergarten. Do you cry equally for everyone, or did you start crying less?
I start crying less, actually.
You're like, yay, go to kindergarten. Get out of here.
Don't be independent.
Which one is your favorite?
Oh, stop it.
No, don't do that.
He's definitely got a favorite.
All right, Fallon.
Put your arm on that one.
Yeah, in case you forgot to buy anything for school, you got $400, like Al said.
In case you forgot. Oh, I forgot to buy stuff for school.
No,
it's about a month.
Yeah, is there something you forgot to buy?
Not forgot per se, but it's, you know, they're always asking for something every week. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Well, enjoy the lunchbox, Fallon. You get to look at our pretty faces every single day now as you send the kids off to school.
Yeah, I can put y'all faces. My kids, we listen to y'all every morning on the way to school, so.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, we'll be fun for them, too.
Well, we love you, Fallon. Thank you for listening. You enjoy that lunchbox and the tasty cakes, of course. We'll have another one for you tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Have some right here, Caroline, if you want some.
No.
It's delicious.
You.
Peanut butter flavor.
Perfectly portioned.
Perfectly portioned.
It looks perfectly portioned.
Until you eat 5 of them.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you for letting us be a part of your day this morning.
Yeah.
Now it's time for our homework to be turned in.
Uh-oh.
Which was actually work. Because we didn't take it home last night. Kelly Raspberry's daughter had an assignment because she's going to be doing a lot of writing this year. She's in fourth grade. And her teacher wanted her to write an essay, shout out, about her favorite body part.
Right.
She picked her head.
Picked your face.
Whatever.
It's a block when it comes to that.
Her face. There's lots of things on the face.
Which
I think
is
that
on
was
her head.
Very creative of her.
Very creative of hers. So we were going to do the same thing. We decided, no, because that'll sound like we're bragging.
About
ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
That's so unlike
you couldn't
us.
Pick one, you yeah, couldn't pick I mean, one body part of yourself.
That's
the problem. We couldn't just decide. We couldn't decide on just one body part as our favorite.
Right. And we already spent 2.5 hours bragging about ourselves all morning. So we decided to draw names out of a lunchbox. A Kid Craddock Morning Show lunchbox, which we're giving away with the Ultimate Lunchbox. We'll have one for you again tomorrow morning. And we don't know who got who.
We just picked the names at random out of the lunchbox.
Yeah.
So, who's going to go first?
Well, yeah, I was going to go first and my computer went black, but it's back.
Okay.
Panic.
Did you see my panic?
You have to wing it.
I couldn't wing it.
You couldn't come up on the fly?
I could, but I already wrote what I wanted to say last break because I procrastinated like I should.
Sometimes, you know, procrastination works to your benefit.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. So I would like to speak about my favorite Kelly Raspberry body part.
Yay!
Which happens to be her mouth.
Yeah, I told you. You need to keep your mouth shut.
Not you, Kelly. I want you to keep your mouth open.
Mm.
Of course.
My lips are like pillows, right?
It sure was. It was great.
Alan says, at least.
Her mouth was great before, but improved back around 2008 thanks to advancements in medicine and two little tube-like
right.
things.
Mm.
If it were not for her mouth, we may not be employed at this time, although one day we may be unemployed because of it. If it were not for Kelly's mouth, we would not get our Rant Barry or our celebrity apologist. Her mouth allows her to drink coffee, which gives her energy to talk on the radio. And if Kelly doesn't get her coffee, she gets angry. And when she gets angry, we all lose. Her mouth has given us precious sound bites like this.
Can you shut the door?
Or this.
A TV theme show song!
How about this?
Oh, girl, you gotta hang out with me and get some sausage.
For the fellas?
I wanna lick it.
And probably the most memorable one we got yesterday.
Okay.
Which she told us not to save.
I hate police.
Right.
I did not.
Was it out of context? Maybe.
I didn't say it, but it's so out of context. I hate police.
I don't know.
Please don't play that anymore.
Her mouth makes it possible for her to be thrown up against the wall by Alan.
Yeah.
To be made out with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Follow
Alan.
Yeah. Only for it to end up in laughter. And have you heard the woman sing? No mouth, no song. Her voice is like an angel having a duet with Jesus while God plays the piano, Jimi Hendrix on guitar, DJ AM on the turntables, and Tupac and Biggie throwing a rap verse.
Wow.
Mm.
And inside that mouth resides the most perfect uvula one has ever seen.
Oh, you've seen my uvula?
Oh, yes. When you scream at us, Kelly, that uvula is just sitting there dangling.
Oh, my
looking
God.
Looking all good.
Oh.
Look at that thing.
Oh.
And her beautiful teeth remind me of chiclets, like the ones I used to sell back in Mexico. So straight and white like Alan's.
Oh,
I would like
not
to
as wide
so
as Alan.
Long. This
Nobody,
is so long.
I know, I'm starting to feel like I need to go pad by.
I would like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Raspberry for that wonderful mouth and making it possible. Honorable mention, her flowing chestnut mane.
Flowing chestnut mane.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Very uplifting.
And very long.
It was very long. A lot longer than mine.
Way longer than mine.
And that was at the last minute, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. 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 I must like you put a lot of thought into it.
I've been thinking about your mouth a lot lately.
You have.
I don't think I might follow that up. I think we should just close it now.
Yeah.
Did you say that Alan calls your lips pillows?
He said they're like soft pillows.
Really?
Oh, my.
What's wrong with that?
That's great.
Nothing. Nothing's wrong. I don't know. I was stuck on that for a little while when you said that.
Every relationship has nicknames for the lips. Like my wife and I call our lips puzzle pieces because they're just
fit together perfectly.
Yeah. What do you call
your like little soft pillows?
Yeah. Al, what do you call Dr. Girlfriend's?
Dr. Girlfriend.
I call him 1,500 miles away.
All right.
So romantic.
So romantic. Right. Jenna,
Big Al, you want me to lift your spirits?
Please.
Oh,
please, please.
Mine's not nearly as long as JC's.
Okay.
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 Neither's mine.
I know Al.
Big Al.
That one I do know.
Big Al has so many outstanding body parts. It's hard to choose a favorite. But the standout has to be his hands.
Yes, that's what I would have said.
Thank you.
His hands.
Big Al's hands may be disproportionately large for the rest of his body parts, but they get the job done. Firstly, Big Al's hands give great rubs, causing noises like this. No?
Mm.
Okay, good. I'm glad that was
right.
No.
Oh, not that one?
No.
Oh.
Big Al, I don't care about the soundbite anymore. Big Al's,
how about this?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Big Al's hands give us great group selfies where everyone looks bad, but his hands post them anyway.
Yep.
Big Al's hands are manly and have given us the gift of the unlevel bench and the stolen proposal bench. Those masterful hands have also changed my flat tires. Those hands promised to move my couch, but they just couldn't find the time. Those hands also touched Millie Jackson in naughty places. So that's why Al's hands are my favorite Big Al body part.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jenna. My spirits have been thoroughly lifted.
You're welcome, Al.
Efficiently lifted.
We're doing essays on our favorite body parts.
And absolutely, she was right about that, Al.
My hands.
Oh, and you got the best hands in the office.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good
thank
rubs.
You. When I say I procrastinated, I think Jenna did as well. Kelly's probably the only one that didn't because she's been working on it.
Well, not long.
I know.
Not,
but
neither.
I'm pretty sure Big Al just finished his.
I just added another line.
Okay, perfect.
I told our producer, mine's just like three or four lines. Yeah. So he's like, that's fine. But everybody else was like, oh, anyway.
Your hands couldn't find the time.
Yeah, right. My hands are so busy.
Again.
Woo. My favorite part, my favorite body part of JC has to be his teeny tiny small butt.
It's not that small.
JC's mini butt reminds me of
See, now, okay, I have to say, while you were describing my mouth, the camera was awkwardly and uncomfortably fixated on my mouth.
Sure.
And so, I played along. I was a good sport.
Turn around.
I think while Al is playing homage to your buttocks, for those watching kid TV.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. He pulled his pants down.
Nobody asked you to pull your pants
down. How do you want to see my little tiny butt?
Whoa.
Wow.
Pull your pants down.
I thought you could have left your pants up. Now you need to step your... But there's a computer monitor. You need to get in.
No, go that way.
Flip to... There's a computer monitor.
Oh, there you go. Right there. Right there.
Yeah. It's black, so it's blending in.
Yeah, completely black.
I'm wearing black underwear.
Your butt's so tiny, it's being blocked.
No, it's just because the backdrop is black, so it's...
Okay, so this is...
I guess your only choice is to take off your underwear.
There you go, Al.
I don't want to see that!
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Al, you gotta, that's what you get. Al, you got to look at his butt.
If you're going to talk about my butt, tell me it's small.
Oh,
go ahead.
At least don't put it in front of my wife.
Go ahead and talk about my butt, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
You wanted it. You got it. Go. Talk about my little butt.
My favorite body part of JC has
to be... little Kelly is decent.
It is small, isn't it, Kelly?
It's cute.
This is very uncomfortable.
Tuck.
JC's mini butt reminds me of what two little small canned hams would look like on the serving platter at Christmas for a small family of three.
Sure.
Oh, my.
Personally, I have no idea how he keeps his jeans on.
They do fall down. Justin, get out of here, bro. Nah, man. Justin, get out of here, man.
His pants up.
Get out of here, man. That's only for Al's eyes right now.
Personally, I feel like JC could be the personal spokesperson for butt pads for Whitey. With JC's butt being so small, he never has to worry about using the term LMFAO. Been there, done that.
Thanks, Millie.
That concludes my essay on your butt.
Shut up.
Is that the line you added at the end?
Yes.
Yeah, that concludes my... Thank you.
It's so weird that you chose his
my butt. Yeah.
Well, it's my favorite.
It's my favorite.
Well, so there.
All right.
Well, that's my favorite.
All right, well, I obviously have Jenna.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Jenna, I love your hair. I love your hair.
Wow.
I loved it when it was blonde. I love it when it's dark. I love it when it's ombre. But have you thought about going blonde again? I remember back in the day when we used to do a television show together. I forget what it's called.
Dish Nation.
But I'd be sitting there next to you with a professional hairstyling person waving combs in the air, destroying ozone layers with all that aerosol hairspray flying into the atmosphere as she teased and beat my hair into a helmet of submission. You, on the other hand, would calmly stand next to me with nothing more than a flat iron. You would proceed to straighten, braid, and macrame your hair into what should be described as hair origami, or as I like to call it, hairigami.
Oh, okay.
I guess you could say I have a love-hate relationship with your hair. I love it, and I hate that it's not mine.
Aww.
Great, Kelly.
Aww,
thank you.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That's nice.
See, Al, that's how you write it.
What? You didn't like my tribute to your butt?
I did not like tribute to your butt.
Complimentary.
If you would like to tell us what you like on our bodies, so go ahead.
Sure.
Tweet us.
Hit us on the
Facebook
Twitter.
Us.
Hit us on the text.
What's your favorite body part?
543-3548. Yeah.
Let us know. Thank you for doing that, guys. That was a good homework assignment.
Do you feel better about yourself?
No. It's not that
I
small.
I can't get the image of your butt. Your bare naked butt.
Join us tomorrow when we do the worst body part.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.